It's these tiny little fish that used to bait.
Well, even they used to call them little old sunfishes.
Right. And what do you call these that you carry in a bucket? You know, maybe you stop by a bait place and buy a couple of dozen of them and keep them in cold water and just get these tiny little ones out to put on your fishing hook. What do you call them?
You call them fishing worms.
Well, and suppose you're not fishing with worms, but you want these tiny little, just tiny little bait fish. You get maybe a couple of dozen of them and have them in your bucket with cold, fresh water in it. What do you call them?
Oh, you call them these little fishing worms, the bridey fish.
Stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned for a long time. Or maybe out in the corner of the barn where there's a lot of corn. You find these up in the corner, stretched up, and maybe run into them and they tickle your face.
Well, you call them rats.
And then what do you call these little webs that you find stretched up out in the barn or maybe in an old house where nobody's been living for a long time?
Well, you call it a snake.
And then what?
That a rat.
What about this? It's up high, and maybe it'll be from one tree limb to another, or maybe across from one corner of the barn. Just a little tiny fine net up there, and you run into it, and it clings to your face and tickles. What do you call that? Or maybe you find a spider in it. What does the spider weave?
Spider will bite you.
And what does the spider make? What does he put up?
Makes webs.
What do you call a part of a tree down under the ground?
You call it a root.
Uh-huh. Do you gather any special types of these roots?
Have invitation.
Any special types of these roots? Do you ever go out and dig up some of them to sell or to make something out of?
No.
Medicine or tea?
I have none but some water trees and cemetery.
What was it we used to dig up to make tea out of? We'd boil the roots and make tea.
Well, that's what they used to dig up and boil and make tea out of. That's what you speaking of. It used to be mulling. You dig that mulling up and get that root and wash it and slice it up and put on and make tea out of.
Is that the same as sassafras?
Yeah.
Had a good flavor, didn't it?
Had a good flavor too. I drank it a minute time.
What kind of tree do people tap to get syrup out of? I think that's mostly up north where they hang sap buckets on there and get syrup to make sugar out of. What kind of tree is that?
That's a maple tree.
That's right. Now, what do you call a place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get sugar?
Well, you call it a maple tree to get sugar, but you don't call it anything but a maple tree.
Right. And then what would you call a whole bunch of these trees out in a place together?
Well, you call all them maple trees out there in a bunch together, you call them maple trees. And you put some there in a bucket, and you get that juice, and you make syrup out of it.
Right. What do you call a tall shade tree with long white limbs and a large scaly bark, and it has little balls on it?